Thanks for joining another edition of Trail Runner Nation. I am Scott Ward.
And I'm Don Freeman.
And I'm Faith Goss.
Today's joining us is Dr. Marty Hoffman. He is a professor of physical medicine and rehabilitation at UC Davis. He has a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine, and he's a director, get this, the director of research at the Western States Endurance Run. He's coming on today to speak with us a little bit about a new study that he has and talk a bit about some of the aspects that we can all help him with. So we really want to rally to the cause. Now, Marty has done more than just collect data. He is a runner and has run over 9 100-mile events. In Ultra Sign Up, you can find that he has not only hit the trails in the 100-mile events, but the 50K, 50-mile, 100K. He knows what he's talking about. Much research has been done in his own shoes, and we're really pleased to have Marty on. Welcome, Marty.
Hi, guys.
Thanks a lot.
I think he even knows the trail at Western States, doesn't he, Don?
He knows it from several different directions.
Hey, just to set the record straight, I have 10 100-mile finishes, and each one was important in its own way. So
you don't want to leave any of those out, do you?
You know, I apologize because that 10 is important. That's 1,000 miles. Well done. So we'd like to we know that you do research, and there's a great deal of research that happens out there at Western States. And in fact, you have, as the scientist part of you, Dr. Hoffman, you must be thinking, what a great laboratory. I have over 350 people in my Petri dish, which just happens to be this run from Squaw Valley all the way down to Auburn, and you get to study them. You get to do whatever you'd like. You can take their blood. You can squeeze on their fingers. You can do all kinds of things and experiment with us, and we really don't have much say about it, because after about 40 miles, we're not sure we're making any decisions at all. Faith is going to talk to us a little bit about what types of things have been done there at the with some endurance studies.
Yeah, as part of Dr. Hoffman being on the Western States Endurance Run Research Committee, that research committee is actually dedicated to conducting, supporting, and encouraging scientific and educational research in the field of human medicine through actually testing the runners at the Western States Endurance Run. They've conducted more than 24 medical studies while being part of the foundation, and a few of those that we're going to highlight through our interview in the future with Dr. Hoffman include the effect of CPK enzyme in myoglobin and how that may lead to renal failure in runners. Other studies that have been conducted through the Western States Research Committee have been the effect of hyponatremia with seizures and identifying the causes and the preventions that go along with hyponatremia throughout the endurance run. One of the studies that I found rather interesting was immune suppression that can come from participating in such a run. And this study in particular is performed in conjunction with Appalachian State University Department of Human Performance. Those are just a few of the studies that the foundation have conducted. They sound rather interesting.
You know, Dr. Hoffman, I think these studies are very, very important for our community. I really appreciate what you've done and the work that the foundation has put in, because I think it makes us safer runners out there. So, you know, in the future when we get to talk to you about them and figure out what we can take away from them to make us better runners and safer runners, I'd like just to thank you from at the onset.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Of course, we couldn't do this sort of work without the runners, and you know, it's really been an amazing group to work with. First off, they're educated and very willing subjects. So it's made our work quite easy.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say those who have run Western States and participated in your studies all have interesting T-shirts. I think it says mine says I'm a Western States lab rat or something like that.
Yeah, those are collector items now.
You bet.
Yeah, they are. I wear mine with pride. Today we're going to talk specifically about this new study that you're doing. It's called the ULTRA study, and it's got a little
an acronym,
ULTRA Runners
Longitudinal.
I can't say the word tracking study. You know,
yeah, that's why we call it the ULTRA study.
Yeah, thanks. ULTRA runners can't get those multiple syllables out. So,
the interesting thing about this study is most of us that are out there on the trail and have really been training for years have all thought at one point, is this running long distance? Is it really healthy for me? And I think that even though we probably, if we found out it was unhealthy, we'd still probably continue to do it because we're addicted to it. But this study really is going to do more of the study of many different people over a number of different years. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, well, let's start from the start. In some ways, this study actually found me rather than me finding it, because as you suggested, it's for three or four decades now when I've been out there running, I've sort of thought about the health aspects of what we're doing. And of course, we all hear the warnings by well-meaning friends and family about how bad this must be for us. So I've just recently had the opportunity to actually put this study into reality. And the fact that I'm 55 and we're planning this to go up to 20 years, and it might take an additional 5 years or so to get all the data analyzed and published, that's putting me around 80, which is about the time I hope to have more time to run. So it's really time for me to get started with this study.
Great.
The key to this study, I think, Dr. Hoffman, is you need a large sample size. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. We, because it is a longitudinal study over up to 20 years, we are certain it will have some dropouts. And the other issue is that some of the diseases that we'll be looking at have a relatively low incidence in the general population. And if we're able to identify a difference with between the general population and ultra runners, then we do need a large sample size. So at this point, I can say that the study's only been open about a month, and we have over 700 people enrolled. So
wow, that's great.
Quite happy with the way it's gone so far, but we need to get well over 1,000 to have what we need, I think.
We have a very large audience that's listening to this podcast right now. We want to qualify them. You're looking for any ultra runner that has run at least a 50K or longer race. Is that correct?
That's correct. And at any time in their life. So they don't have to be current ultra runners.
Okay. And if they do qualify, how do they get involved? How do they sign up for this race? Or for this study, sorry.
Do we get a shirt for this?
A rat race. Yeah.
Sorry, you don't get a shirt, but you might get some things to talk about on the trail.
Oh, good.
But probably the easiest way, if you don't get Ultra Running Magazine, where it's advertised, it was advertised in the latest issue, and probably we'll have some ads for the next few issues. The easiest way is to just Google search ULTRA study, all as one word, and right now at least, that's the first hit. But you could also go to this abbreviated link. It's bit.ly/ULTRA study, and that will also get you straight to the survey.
We will also link that to your podcast on our website.
Dr. Hoffman, I have a question for you. I was just wondering how you came up with these survey questions. Did you come up with them individually? Are you working with several other providers? How did you come up with the survey questions?
Well, the most of the questions related specifically to ultra runners were my doing, and some of those actually come from standardized questionnaires. Like the dietary questions are basically from a standardized questionnaire. So I know that there were I received a few comments from people who are vegans or vegetarians, and they didn't feel like this questionnaire truly addressed their level of intensity with their diet. But you know, the reality is that we need to use some standardized measures, and so that's why we have some of those questions. Now, the last part of the survey includes some functional questions, which are part of what my colleagues at Stanford University wanted out of this work. They're involved in developing functional questionnaires. So if anyone that goes through this initial survey will see a whole bunch of questionnaires related to function at the end of this survey, and that was their aspect of the work.
Now, I've had a chance, we've all had a chance to go through this survey, and as you go through it, and as I read through it, I can kind of see the things that I need to take care of. I'm looking at the diet, and it's asking me, how many times am I eating vegetables? How often am I eating, you know, dark leafy greens? And how often am I having a processed food? And it makes me think back to, well, am I making these good choices or not? And then I see where you become very specific on your ultra questions, because you ask, how many times do you run on different surfaces?
Right. Besides the surface, one of the things I particularly wanted to look at is the intensity issue. Uh-huh. As I actually wonder if there is any increased risk of certain diseases with high levels of activity. I have a suspicion that it might be more related to the intensity of the exercise. So that's why I specifically wanted to add those questions.
And to that point, on the intensity, I believe you asked some mild exertion, moderate, and then heavy exertion. What percentages do you spend in each one of those three categories? Am I close to correct on that?
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
And it made me think a little bit about my training regime and just how much am I doing of which one, and do I need more? So, Faith, did you have a comment?
Yeah, my question was, I don't know if you can provide this information since it's so early in the start of the study, but what hypothesis are you guys exactly trying to find from this study?
Yeah, good question. Obviously we don't have results yet, but we do have some hypotheses, and with regard to the baseline data, so this initial survey, we hypothesize that the ultra runners will be more educated than the general population, which we already have some evidence for from some other studies. They're more likely to be married rather than single or divorced. We suspect they'll be leaner and have healthier diet than the general population. We suspect they'll watch less television.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps one of the important findings will, if we do indeed find this, we at least hypothesize that they miss less work due to illness than the general population.
Right, that question was on there too about the work, so that'll be very interesting.
I want to go back to the education piece. This is very good for me. So when people that find out that I run ultra marathons and they say, "What are you, stupid?" I can say, "No, actually, ultra marathoners are a little higher educated than norm."
We'll have to get a copy of the study and carry it around with us.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we already have. I guess it's a paper that's due out any time now, so I'll get that out to you you can make a small copy and carry it in your pocket.
Awesome. I'm going to laminate it.
Yeah, it's going to go. It's going to go in my bag that I carry on the trail.
In terms of I know family medical history was a question on the survey. In terms of that, as a general population individual, my speculation would be that individuals that have a family history of something like diabetes or high blood pressure or something along that route, I would guess that a lot of ultra marathon runners have that in their family history, and a lot of individuals are running to prevent that. Is that something you've seen true in your studies in the past?
Well, we haven't done this before, and no one's done a study of this nature with people that exercise at the extreme levels that we do. So I really don't know. It will be very interesting to see what we find there.
You say this is the initial survey. At what type of follow-up will you be doing and requesting additional survey, input from your participants?
Yeah, well, when people go to the first page of the of this initial survey, they'll see a little description of the intent. And at this point, we intend to continue the study for 20 years and send surveys out every couple years to as follow-ups to get additional information about any changes in their health and other things that we might decide should be examined closer. So there will be periodic contact every couple years in the form of another survey.
Can we petition the race directors to have this as part of trail work time or something we can use for our 8 hours or 10 hours we need for some races, Dr. Hoffman? Do you think we could put that out there to them?
I think most people get through the survey in 30 minutes, so might give you 30 minutes.
I wasn't saying it took a long time. I was just trying to, give some more incentive out there for these runners to log on and pitch in and help out.
Yeah, well, I think they'll be doing it out of the goodness of their heart and maybe a sincere interest in helping answer some of these important questions.
You know, I think that's one of the things of this trail running community is we're always willing to lend a hand and help out. And I would guess just by your early popularity, getting 700 people signed up, and I think you're going to have a lot of people interested in signing up.
You know, so essentially we have Marty on the side of the trail needing some succeed or sodium or something, a goo, and people are passing him by. So if you're one of these trail runners who are out there, give Marty a hand. Reach in that bag. Get a goo out. Get a succeed. Don't give him ibuprofen. We'll hear from that later. He's not big on NSAIDs on the trail. Don't offer that up. But give Marty a hand because he's doing this for us. We'll be very, very interested in learning and reading the data. And so it behooves us to get in there and pitch in to help him out.
Dr. Hoffman, what type of international showing for the survey are you guys hoping for?
That's interesting. We've got surveys completed by people from Sweden, Norway, France, Great Britain, Australia, South Africa, basically all over the world. So it's been interesting, and I don't know that we'll have large enough samples from any other country to define differences between, that are dependent upon country. But it's nice to see this worldwide participation.
You bet.
Are you having any elite athletes signing up yet?
Indeed, yeah, we are.
Great.
You know, at the onset of the podcast, you the question was, is this sport good for us, doctor? Is ultra trail running, endurance events? What's your prognosis? Is this a good activity?
My gut opinion.
Yes.
Well, you know what I do.
yeah, that's right. I guess follow the. Well, sometimes you're not supposed to follow the doctor's activity, just his order. So
do as I do, not as I mean, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. What are your orders, doctor?
I think it was phrased correctly early on that we probably wouldn't. wouldn't stop doing this even if we found out it was bad for us. But I think we will likely find that ultra runners or people who exercise at high levels like this can stay much more functionally active into aging, and that makes a huge difference in the value of one's life, how much they enjoy their life. And some have talked about this reduction in period of disability that occurs near the end of life. So, some people who have been unhealthy and lived inappropriate lifestyle may have a long period of disability before their death, whereas those who are highly active can minimize that period of disability so that overall they may indeed live longer, but they also have a much healthier and active life.
Right. Quality of life, active while you're going through. There's many 60-year-olds out there on the trail that I can't catch. And so, it's age is not something that limits us out there.
I think at the Western States Lottery, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but I think there was either a 77 or 78-year-old man that got drawn in the lottery this year, and I can't wait to follow him next June.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's Karsten that you're referring to, but Karsten Solheim is a regular in the race, and he's well into his 70s now.
Is he from the Bay Area?
No, he is from Arizona, I believe.
Huh. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on. We want to thank you in advance for returning as we can talk about some of the other studies and what you expected to find and how we can take that knowledge and from the research and apply it to ourselves out on the trail so that we can run faster, run smarter, and just feel better doing it.
Yeah, we look forward to the continued podcast interviews with you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed the conversation, and I too look forward to future discussions about this.
All right, Marty. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you out on the trail, and we'll follow up later.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's neat. I participated in this year's Western States medical study, and it was really interesting because I was able to send a sample of my saliva in, and they analyzed it and came back with just an enormous amount of data just from my saliva that told me how prone I was to diabetes, to Alzheimer's.
Wow.
It was very, very informative. And so I would highly recommend anyone within ear's reach to go and enlist in this study. Again, if you can Google Ultra Study, and it should pop up there, or you can go to the website, trailrunnernation.com, go to this podcast download, and there will be a link there.
Yeah, I would say it'd be interesting to track, since it's a longitudinal study over 20 years, it'd be interesting because I'm sure in the study, the results, they're going to talk about what they found in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. So it'd be really interesting to actually track yourself as a runner.
It's got me motivated to continue to run for 20 years.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, when you're
I'm
done,
I'm no quitter.
When Faith is done running for 20 years, she'll be 45. She'll be just ready to get going in this study.
Yeah.
She can do part two of the study. Well, that's great. You know, research like this from talented people that like Dr. Hoffman, that understands the sport. That's a unique opportunity, and it's great that we get a chance to read the results and learn a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Faith, thanks for joining us again. Don, thank you as always.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to go to trailrunnernation.com and join up. Join a group. Add some comments to a forum. Learn something. More importantly, share with your community. Share with your brothers and sisters some knowledge that you've learned out on the trail. Don't forget, go out and run.